Chapter 7. September. This month begins with a very surprising fit of frosty weather, which will last near 12 days. The Pope, having long languished last month, the swellings in his legs breaking, and the flesh mortifying, will die on the 11th instant, and in 3 weeks' time, after a mighty contest, be succeeded by a cardinal of the imperial faction, but native of Tuscany, who is now about 61 years old. The French army acts now wholly on the defensive, strongly fortified in their trenches, and the young French king sends overtures for a treaty of peace by the Duke of Mantua, which, because it is a matter of state that concerns us here at home, I shall speak no farther of it. I shall add but one prediction more, and that in mystical terms, which shall be included in a verse out of Virgil - Alter erit jam tiis, et altera qua vetit argo delectos heroes. Upon the 25th day of this month, the fulfilling of this prediction will be manifest to everybody. This is the farthest I have proceeded in my calculations for the present year. I do not pretend that these are all the great events which will happen in this period, but that those I have set down will infallibly come to pass. It will perhaps still be objected why I have not spoken more particularly of affairs at home, or of the success of our armies abroad, which I might, and could very largely have done. But those in power have wisely discouraged men from meddling in public concerns, and I was resolved by no means to give the least offense. This I will venture to say, that it will be a glorious campaign for the Allies, wherein the English forces, both by sea and land, will have their full share of honor, that Her Majesty Queen Anne will continue in health and prosperity, and that no ill accident will arrive to any in the chief ministry. As to the particular events I have mentioned, the readers may judge by the fulfilling of them whether I am on the level with common astrologers, who, with an old paltry cant and a few pothooks for planets, to amuse the vulgar, have, in my opinion, too long been suffered to abuse the world. But an honest physician ought not to be despised, because there are such things as mountebanks. I hope I have some share of reputation, which I would not willingly forfeit for a frolic or humor, and I believe no gentleman who reads this paper will look upon it to be of the same castor mold with the common scribblers that are every day hawked about. My fortune has placed me above the little regard of scribbling for a few pence, which I neither value nor want. Therefore, let no wise man too hastily condemn this essay, intended for a good design, to cultivate and improve an ancient art long in disgrace, by having fallen into mean and unskillful hands. A little time will determine whether I have deceived others or myself, and I think it is no very unreasonable request that men would please to suspend their judgments till then. I was once of the opinion with those who despise all predictions from the stars, till in the year 1686 a man of quality showed me, written in his album, that the most learned astronomer, Captain H-, assured him he would never believe anything of the stars' influence if there were not a great revolution in England in the year 1688. Since that time I began to have other thoughts, and after 18 years' diligent study and application, I think I have no reason to repent of my pains. I shall detain the reader no longer than to let him know that the account I design to give of next year's events shall take in the principal affairs that happen in Europe, and if I be denied the liberty of offering it to my own country, I shall appeal to the learned world by publishing it in Latin and giving order to have it printed in Holland. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.